Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And by the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, a freedom-loving, faith-filled conference Friday, I might add. WeCanAct.net, the website for the incredible Salt Lake City Conference taking place right now. I'm in the, what do they call this, the Exhibitors Hall, broadcasting live. There's a lot of incredible booths and vendors here. We're talking about Liberty Conference 21. In Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace, ladies and gentlemen. WeCanAct.net. Get your tickets today. If you can't make it in person, there are streaming options available at WeCanAct.net. Remember the keyword Liberty, all capital letters, to get discounts on your tickets. All right, without further ado, I've got a great guest here. One of the booths at the conference is Sherwood TV. And Mark Sherwood is one of the speakers at the conference. Mark has not arrived yet, but folks are setting up his booth and a whole lot more, so I thought we'd dig in and learn a little bit about it. How's that? Jacob Robertson is with me, and he's the executive assistant at Functional Medical Institute. I guess you call that FMI, right?
Correct.
Functional Medical Institute. And it's all at Sherwood.tv to learn more. Welcome to the broadcast, Jacob.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Put your mic right up to your mouth if you can.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, sir. So tell me a little bit about where you guys are from, who you are, what you're doing.
So we're with Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pretty much what we do is we want to heal you physically, but spiritually and emotionally and as well. And Dr. Mark and his wife, Michelle, have been running the clinic for the last little bit. And they're an amazing, amazing family, and we've been changing lives one day at a time.
So tell me kind of how it happens. A doctor, but medical?
So, yeah, we're functional medical. So that's he's actually an ND, so naturopathic.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And she's a DO. So with those together, they kind of make up that perfect makeup of looking into, as far as testing goes, we look at blood work, DNA, pretty much an individualized program for everybody. But basically, we want to give back to putting the right foods in our body. Medicine is thy food. Food is thy medicine. And want to take the crap junk foods out of all of our nutrition plans, basically.
Now, most people know what an MD is, medical doctor. They know what a ND, which is a naturopathic doctor. Tell people what a DO is.
So she's an osteopathic doctor. So she was actually in the big pharma there for the little bit before they actually removed her because her patients were actually getting well. So we want to get away from that pill for an ill mentality, basically, and just get back to what's right in our body and getting back to the foods God put here on earth for us, basically.
How does Chinese medicine fit in? Do they use much of that?
I mean, if we need to, it's not something that we specialize in, I would say, but it's something, if it's natural, we're all for it, basically.
Amen to that. Now, tell me then about Sherwood TV, because I'm thinking doctors and naturopaths and this health ministry and this kind of stuff. And I'm going, that's awesome. I love it. Natural and good. But TV? How'd that all start?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we pretty much based out of Tulsa, and we started just growing with COVID and everything. And Dr. Mark wrote a book initially, The Quest for Wellness, which is more of just your basic nutrition plan thing. And then we started appearing on some podcasts, radio show hits from time to time. And that's how we kind of got involved with all of this, from Amanda Grace, Dave Scarlett, a bunch of those places. They've written two books since then. They've produced three movies. They have their weekly podcast. And then Dr. Mark is actually running for governor of Oklahoma right now as well. So we're just trying to take back the state one day at a time, reverse this trend that we've been on.
All right. So the Sherwood.tv, is that where the podcast is?
Correct, correct.
So and you it's can a video find podcast,
it.
Right?
So, yes, it is a video podcast. You can also find it on all the major platforms from Stitcher, iTunes, everywhere, basically. But, yeah, we've been putting on that for the last couple of years and seeing great success with that and promoting our immune boost protocols and our 40-day health resets, our 120-day health transformations, and then you can actually become a physical clinic for our site. We've grown about roughly 80% since COVID's been a thing, and we're closing in on 10,000 active patients with zero deaths as far as COVID is concerned, and we're very proud of that.
And do you guys use ivermectin?
So we do in specialty cases. So we want to stick to the natural side of stuff as much as we can, getting yes. in our vitamin D, our vitamin C, our K. We actually use a great product, which is a colostrum powder, which is a grass-fed beef breast milk powder, which pretty much just turns that immune system into overdrive. And we believe God blessed us with our immune system for a reason, and so we can heal ourselves as much as we need to.
All right, that's fantastic. How often is the podcast?
So it is every week, comes out on Thursdays.
And it's how long, an hour?
About an hour. It roughly varies from time to time if it's just Dr. Mark and Michelle speaking. Or we like having guests on from time to time as well, and that might run a little bit longer.
And do you produce for them, or what do you do?
So I help schedule it for the most part, but as far as producing, Dr. Mark is a one-man show. He does it all. He was actually a former SWAT team for Tulsa, Oklahoma for the longest time before he even started with medicine. And before that, he was on the power team for 12 years. So he just takes on these roles and runs with them. And now we're taking over Oklahoma one day at a time as well.
He does all the technical stuff too?
Yep, he does for the most part. We do have a great team behind us, though, and it does take a little bit of help, but he does a lot of it.
All right, so does he spend most of his days seeing patients?
So as of right now, so he actually is in the clinic Monday through Friday right now, and he's still campaigning as well. And as we progress through this, we'll see how much he needs to take a step back, but we have Dr. Michelle and a great team behind us of nurse practitioners and medical assistants and business managers to help us run this clinic as well. And eventually he might have to take a step back, but he's doing all he can at this time.
Wow. Tell me about the podcast then. Is it a self-help? Is it a Q&A? Is it a...
So it's called Hope and Health. So pretty much we want to reverse the disease process, so we go over a lot of the informational part of that stuff, but we bring on a great guest as well that might be a little bit more expanding of our knowledge, because we always want to continue learning. And there's a lot of great guests that we've had on thus far, learning about hormones, peptides, a lot of that stuff that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about.
It's a new world for a lot of folks, that's for sure. The COVID treatments worked well for people? I mean, they want you to believe everybody's dead, right?
Yeah, they want to believe everybody's dead. And like I said, we're closing on 10,000 active patients. We haven't had a death yet. So we're doing
000.
Something right. We're closing in on it really quick. And we're proud of what we do up there. And we see people all over the world. We pretty much, since COVID's been a thing, went from a city clinic to a state clinic to a country clinic. And now we see people all over the world through telehealth appointments. And we just brought on four new nurse practitioners to help us all with it as well. And we're continuing that trend as we go.
Do you get to go on TV too?
I've been on a few, but for the most part, I stay behind the scenes for a lot of it.
What's your main focus?
So my main focus is keeping that clinic running and continuing the growth. So they're making money, I'm making money, and everybody's happy.
All right, tell me about your booth then. What do you got? What are you doing?
So like I said, we do have the three books on sale today. We're also promoting a couple of our bags. And then we also have a couple of pamphlets talking about that 120-day health reset, our 40-day health transformation, and that immune boost protocol. So it's all something you can find on through our QR code on our booth if you swing on by. Or you can just go to Sherwood.tv/free, and you get a free ebook as well.
And the ebook is not one of the three books?
Nope. It just tells you a little bit more about our clinic and Dr. Mark and Michelle in general, and gives you just a little bit free information.
All right. Now, you guys, do you have herbs and food or anything like that that people are trying or learning about?
So we are promoting a couple different things. We didn't bring anything with us, but we do all of our shipping from the clinic. We have a bunch of great different vendors that we bring stuff in. But all the products we use are pharmaceutical-grade nutrients, and we want to keep it that way. We want to put the best stuff in our body as possible.
All right. Do you actually eat the stuff?
Oh, of course, of course. So we actually follow an anti-inflammatory guidebook for the most
part.
Yeah,
because really the core of all disease is inflammation, right?
Yes, yes, of course. And we believe
See
that's first and foremost. So yeah, so we use our SHAPE anti-inflammatory program, pretty much getting back to foods put here on Earth. But a lot of the foods out there that we still think are healthy might not be healthy for everybody. So that's when we start adding in some of that blood work and DNA testing, and allows us to actually see like an entire guide map of our entire body up to this point. Because obviously we know our DNA is never going to change. It's changed 2% in the last 10,000 years. So we can look at that, and then we can take that blood work and see how you've been affected, and then how we can change those things. And we can also look at food sensitivities, allergies, and everything as far as that nature goes as well, and knock out even more of that inflammation.
Now, the DNA side of this is kind of interesting. I know they've been kind of doing some traits and stuff like that. Do you use unique DNA tests or just the general ones most people get?
So, no, ours is actually pretty, pretty awesome. We actually use a private company in Sweden. So pretty much we send you the physical test, you perform it, just a quick little blood prick on the finger. You put them on a couple of plates, send it back to us, so we send it off to them to be processed.
So it's a blood test, it's not just a spit test or whatever.
No, no, it's actually a blood test, and pretty much we ship it off to be processed from that company in Sweden. Pretty much we usually use a Jane Doe or John Doe name, so you don't have to worry about them having your private information, and then we go over that review for you.
All right, stay there, Jacob. I want to talk to you more. This is fascinating. We'll do it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Weekend Act Conference. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use radio station.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Robertson with me. He's with Sherwood.tv. He's actually really the executive assistant at an incredible wellness institute. It's called Functional Medical Institute, FMI. They're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mark Sherwood and his wife, is it Michelle?
Correct, correct.
Are the leaders, if you will. And Mark is an ND. His wife is a DO. And they've done a great job. They started out just being kind of a local clinic there with natural health and healing and wellness. And then with the COVID and everything else, now they've gone global, telling the tale of liberty along with their tale of natural health and healing medicines and solutions. They've got the Hope and Help podcast. is what it's called, as well a TV show. That's why it's called Sherwood.TV that you need to go to. And the wellness podcast is weekly, comes out on Thursdays. And the Hope and Help podcast is to kind of really help with their global ministry, if you will. Telling the tale of liberty, speaking out about natural health and healing solutions. Right before the pause, Jacob was telling us about how they reduce inflammation in the body using DNA testing, blood sampling. They put that all together and create a personal plan for you because everybody's not the same, right, Jacob?
Correct, correct. Everybody's different. God made us in our own sort of special way.
All right, I love it. Okay, so Mark's here now kind of speaking. He's going to be a speaker on stage here coming up. And what's he going to talk about?
So he's going to talk a little bit just about fear in general. So a lot of the stuff that's going
fear
on...
Fear creates inflammation, sir.
A little bit. So we were being pushed on with a lot of people's agendas right now to do certain things with our body. And this is... we just got to kind of take back some of those liberties first and foremost and allow... fear to not be driven in our own heart and listen to the grand physician first and foremost, Father God, and listen to what he has to say.
Ooh, you start talking about Daniel chapter 1 and other things like that pretty soon, don't you?
Oh yeah, a little bit.
Is it biblical based?
So we believe first and foremost everything starts with God, and then from there we can look into the more of the scientific side of things, but first and foremost we always pray about everything.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Is the best place to go Sherwood.TV for everything?
Correct, correct. Sherwood.TV, or you can go to fmidr.com, Functional Medical Institute, doctor.com.
And which one gives me the whole scoop if I want to get an appointment, a virtual appointment or whatever?
So virtual appointment, you're going to want to go to the fmidr.com.
I'm going to have to write this down here. There's just too much going on here. fmidr.com, right?
Correct, correct.
All right, I sure appreciate it, sir. What are you looking for out of the conference? I know you're running a booth, you're helping Mark, you want to promote the agenda that we've already talked about. But what do you personally want out of the conference?
So I love coming to these types of conferences just because it's so many like-minded individuals in a room. It's electric, and if you're not taking away anything from these conferences, it's the spirit of all of this.
You got to take notes, my friend.
100%, 100%.
If you take notes, you're going to remember what you learned. Otherwise, it's going to be a great time, and you're going to say, that was so incredible, but I can't really remember what I learned.
Yep.
Right? It always happens. The details are sometimes the most difficult. All right, Jacob, we sure appreciate your time, man. Tell Mark we appreciate him and all that you guys are doing, and we'll look forward to his speech on stage.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having us.
You betcha. Thank you, sir. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sherwood.TV. They got a booth over here, and people are going by and learning and growing in their natural health and healing solutions. Now, a couple of weeks back, we had Nathan Osmond on the radio with us, and Nathan does an incredible podcast as well about awesomeness, if you will. And he talked about that. He's a country musician. He's part of the Osmond family, but he's been doing a lot of not only incredible performances in the country world with his band and stuff like that. He's been coming out with some new hits and all that stuff's going on. But he also is now speaking out boldly, nobly, independently for the sacred cause of liberty. I'm telling you, Nathan is something to behold. And he's going to be speaking on stage coming up as well. And who did we get? We got somebody on Nathan's team? I think his name is Greg Ryder. And Greg, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Ah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, go ahead and kiss the mic a little bit there.
Okay, glad to be here. Loving life.
There you go. So tell us who you are, Greg, and how you work with Nathan.
Well, I am business partners with Nathan in the fact that we run and manage his e-commerce store and provide merch to all his fans out there for T-shirts and hats and hoodies. We have an e-commerce platform out there to kind of compete with Shopify and to provide... lower the barrier of entry for entrepreneurs and small businesses worldwide to get involved in e-commerce with no monthly fees.
Whoa, what's the website for primarily the site?
Launchcart.com, like you're launching a rocket ship and you're in a shopping cart. Launchcart.com. And I was just blessed to have Nathan invite me here to come to this event, and I'm excited and ecstatic to be here.
All right, now tell me about Launchcart then. Is it its software then that other companies use?
Yeah, so it's a cloud-based platform that allows you, like we could set up Liberty, you know, your Liberty Network e-commerce store, and we can have T-shirts and hats and hoodies and flip-flops and all kinds of products.
So I'm an IT guy for a living.
Okay.
So I'm going to dig in just a teeny bit.
Nice. All right.
So do you compete with, like, WooCommerce and BigCommerce and those kind of things?
WooCommerce and Shopify, exactly, and BigCommerce.
And why, just so I get it, why would I consider LaunchCart instead?
I'm so glad you asked that question. So when you sign up for Shopify, or WooCommerce for that matter, first of all, when you first sign up with them, it's like getting a $1,200 smartphone, and all it does is make and receive a phone call. You have to go to their app store, and you have to get an app for customer reviews. You have to get an app for upsells. You have to get an app for a customer support ticket system.
Plug in and integrate.
And then everything costs more money. The next thing you know, your bill's $600 a month. So we thought, how do we build a better, faster, higher converting platform? Well, we take the features of the top 10 features and functionality of Shopify, build them natively into LaunchCart. Now they're built in natively, everything loads faster, everything's easier. So now we have a higher converting platform. So that was the auspice of why we started what we're doing, is building a better, faster, higher converting platform by building these features in natively.
Now, is Nathan that kind of a technical guy?
No. I'm still trying to get him to use Slack for communication.
Because here's what I'm saying. You know what? We've all got talents, and he can't know everything.
No, but he wanted a trusted partner, and we work with a lot of celebrities and to manage his e-commerce store. So we do what we call 360 management. We do all this customer support for him. We find products for him. We create new products for him. We help do with email marketing. And all he does is just cash his check from the little profits he generates from getting his fans his merch.
All right, so if you're Nathan, it's easy. If you're the rest of us, it's a little harder. Is it expensive? How does it work?
Well, when we decided to compete with Shopify and go after this market, we said, how do we really go to market and gain strategy or gain market share? And we looked at the market and we said, look at every other big company out there, this unicorns, they all had a freemium model. But yet, there's no freemium model with Shopify, Volusion, BigCommerce. And so we said, we're going to market with a freemium model. So we take a 3% of the transaction fee. So if you make sales, we make money. If you don't make sales, there's no monthly fees. And then as you start to get your volume up and the 3% becomes onerous, we can get you on a payment plan.
Wow. So that's the marketing pitch. Do I just point my domain and my DNS to you and you take care of the rest?
Yeah, we have a situation where you can map whatever your subdomain or your domain and mask it. So from everyone in the world would think it's your domain, it's your site, and we can match the colors to your scheme, your brand, and you're off and running. And the other really big thing is we did a native integration with one of the world's largest print-on-demand and manufacture-on-demand companies. And a lot of people don't even know what that is, but the bottom line is you'd never have to pay for inventory. There's no inventory cost. You make one shirt, or you sell one shirt, they print one shirt. You sell one backpack, they make one backpack. And then you sell it retail and you buy it wholesale.
How does it work really comparatively? So let me give you some examples. I have people that produce books, and we've got printers, and we get the books, and then we sell them in or T-shirts or, you know, button-down shirts or hats. Or those are great. How does it really compete in the real world? It's simpler to do them one at a time. It's just-in-time inventory. For me, it's great because I don't have to have all that stuff. But is it really more expensive?
It is more expensive. So, for instance, if you were selling thousands of shirts, you'd want to screen print them, right? Because you're going to get the cost down to $5, $6, $7 a T-shirt. Whereas when we sell them, your cost on a print-on-demand is closer to $9, $10, $11, $12. So if you're selling it for $20, $25, $30, which is your typical merch price, you're still making a profit, but you're never stuck with inventory.
It's still keystoned, in fact.
Yep.
Which is really kind of important because, you know what? It's hard. How about books?
Well, we're still looking for that proper, what I'm going to call print-on-demand book partner, because what we need is we need them not only to be able to print the book, but to ship the book to the end customer one at a time. And if we can do that, we could integrate with them, and we could sign up people all the time. But we do have the former mayor of New York City used our platform to sell his book, but he has his own fulfillment. So he buys the books and ships them from his office because he didn't want to give Amazon the money.
Understood. So how big of a breadth of products do you have? Are we
right now? We have over 350 different products, and we call it the ready to sell marketplace. And we're currently developing code to where we're going to start adding physical products, and we're going to have a cross selling sharing platform. And that's why I'm excited that Patrick Burns here with Overstock, because the idea, just think if you could plug Overstock into your LaunchCart store, and let's say you invented a barbecue sauce and you want to sell barbecue supplies, you go to the ready-to-sell marketplace and add other products that you're selling for somebody else on a commission basis that they drop ship for you.
Stay with me, sir. I got a whole lot more. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. They got a booth here. We're talking about LaunchCart.com. We'll learn more in seconds. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
Let's get an update on the reconciliation bill being pushed by the Biden administration. Tim Berg reports.
Progress is being made regarding negotiations on a reconciliation bill. The White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A La Nina weather pattern is poised to strike the West Coast through the weekend, bringing heavy rain and snow. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Launch cart is what we're talking about. We're talking to Greg Ryder. He's business partners with Mr. Osmond. Yeah. And they've put together what's called Launch Cart. It was created to be the easiest and most feature-packed e-commerce platform on the internet. Imagine Nathan Osmond involved in that. He's not the technical guy, but he is putting together the model. He is part of the creative genius behind Launch Cart, along with Greg. Greg, how did you guys come up with the idea, though? What would make Nathan and you know, decide to do something like this, as opposed to just going out there and paying people whatever money to crank up whatever, right?
Well, that's a great question. I started digital marketing in 1997. I think of myself as one of the top digital marketers in the world, in the top 1%. And we started doing e-commerce and helping celebrities monetize their fan base through e-commerce. And using Shopify and doing over $17 to $20 million in less than a year's period of time, I found all the pain points. So we decided we were going to create our own platform to be vertically integrated with our business. And as we did that, we started looking at this and said, Shopify just canceled Trump's store and a whole bunch of other stores. And we said, okay, we're going to commercialize this and build a platform that lowers the barrier of entry, gets everyone involved, gives them a chance to do it, and then also help them become a distribution channel for people with new inventions, new products, new things, and just make it a full circle e-commerce business.
So what happens when they come to you and they want you to deplatform people?
We don't. And we haven't had that happen yet, and we talk about it all the time, but it's like we believe
What if they lie to you and tell you I'm a racist?
It's not in our policies to defund people or deplatform people.
All right. I love it. I think that really matters. And I hate to push so hard on that envelope, but you know what? A lot of people have built real important ministries and things, and then they've just been flat out shut down, slapped in the face, and ripped off.
Yep. No, it's a crazy world we live in. And I'm sitting here staring at your logo, Love and Liberty. I'm like, I can already see it. Love and Liberty Apparel.
All right, let me ask you this. What are you doing at your booth today then? Just familiarizing people with the platform and
just
what's going
sharing
on?
People with the platform, and we're also looking for a few investors. So we're looking for people to help us grow and scale the business for the first time, allow investors to invest. And so we're going
Tell
to
me about
to
the investors. How does it work?
Basically, we're doing a convertible note, and it pays a 10% interest, converts into equity, and we think we're going to take the company public in 3 to 5 years.
But what dollars are you looking for investors?
Well, we're raising $1 million right now, and we've already raised $600,000. We have $400,000 to go.
And how big of, you know, and small of whatever. I mean, obviously, the more you can get, the better. If you can get one investor to take it all, you're done, right?
Right. $25,000 to $50,000 is typically the investment for these type of investors that are coming in.
Okay. So put in $25,000 or $50,000, get 10% interest, and then eventually you'll convert your note.
Correct.
All right. Excellent. Well, we appreciate your time, Greg, and we'll look forward to talking to you more about the platform.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There he
goes. Loving liberty.
Yeah. Loving liberty. Amen to that reality check. There's so much going on, folks. It's just crazy. All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going from guest to guest right in the middle of things. And it's a little bit crazy. They're cranking up music in the background, so it's getting harder to communicate, harder to keep up on what's going on and all that stuff. But we are at Liberty Conference 21, ladies and gentlemen, at Salt Lake City, Salt Palace.
Hey, good morning, Sam.
Yeah, who do we got?
My name's Matt Derrick. I'm from Klickitat County, Washington. I'm a life member of the CSPOA posse.
Yeah.
I'm also an organizer in people's rights.
I want to talk more about this with you. So give me your name again.
Matt Derrick.
Two T's?
Two T's.
Spell Derrick.
D-I-R-K.
So it's like Dirk.
Correct.
But it's Derrick.
Yep.
I'll never remember that. I'll always just call you Dirk. How's that?
Sounds good.
So tell me a little bit about then how you got involved with people's rights, because I know Ammon put a lot of that together. He relied on a lot of people to do so. I'm a member of people's rights in my community, proud to be one. And I endorsed in writing Ammon for governor as well of Idaho.
Yeah, great. So to be a member of it, you text the word rights to 80123. It's that easy.
80123.
Correct.
And all you do is say rights. You can also go to what, peoplesrights.com?
Peoplesrights.org.
Oh, .org. Okay. Yeah. Peoplesrights.org, and you can sign up. How did you get involved in the founding of it?
Well, years ago, I came across the Bundy family, and that led my conversion to the church. Just being honest with you, Ryan is a great missionary, and he's always sharing his testimony with us.
Yes, he is.
A great man of faith he is.
I agree. And so what happened then? He came to your church?
Yeah, so I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I got to know the Bundys. This is after they had gotten released from jail. You know, we're all waiting for them to get out. And I was wanting to know, well, what's the next thing? And we were listening to the Liberty Effect regularly on Loving Liberty Network.
Yes.
And Ammon's show ended about the time that People's Rights was launched, and I was ready. We were prepared to get it started in our own area. Our county sheriff, who is a member of the CSPOA, his name's Bob Songer, he has been a member of People's Rights since day one. We meet every week. We've been meeting for about a year now. We meet every week. Our sheriff comes. We study Chris Ann Hall's Liberty First University as a group.
Yeah.
And then we have an open mic town hall meeting format. So it's a couple hours every week. All the people who have been coming, they're extremely educated now in the cause of liberty. And now we're getting into the phase of modeling legislation to achieve nullification at the local level. Now that we have a group of liberty-educated patriots, we are on the move.
Now let me ask you, You meet with Bob Songer.
Yeah, every week.
Every week. That is incredible. Because you know what? Even good constitutional sheriffs usually don't take that much time.
Well,
Bob is a different guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he comes to the meeting, and he's been really supportive of it the whole time. We've had a few called actions and protests, civil disobedience things, and he's been there with us, and he's really just a part of it, and it's a great thing. And I really believe that those three things, having an open mic town hall meeting where you can get locals to come in and air their grievances, whistleblowers come in, people getting fired because of our state vaccine mandates, the constitutional education, the CSPOA, those are the three things that have made people's rights really, really work in our county.
Say those things again in summary fashion. So an open mic with meetings, meetups with an open mic.
Yeah, so we have an open mic town hall meeting. We have the constitutional class, which is Liberty First University, Chris Ann Hall's program. And then we have the sheriff involved, and that all comes through the CSPOA.
So I'm going to say open mic, constitutional training, and the CSPOA.
Correct.
That's tremendous. So, Matt, what do you do then, day-to-day, for people's rights?
So, I'm...
Are you an area leader, too?
Well, I've done it all. I've actually organized at the state level, and I'm also have been organizing at the local level. And right now, currently, I have people in place now in my county who have taken over the area assistant role. So, they're able to take... messages and phone calls from people.
And so. Coordinate and run the local meetings. So are your meetings then people's rights meetings? Because I know we have people's rights meetings in my area too. Are they one and the same, these meetings you're talking about?
Yeah, so it is a people's rights meeting. It's every week.
I think that's important, though.
It has to happen every week.
Get with your people's rights chapter, then get weekly meetings with open mics, constitutional education, and the CSPOA involved.
Yeah, and that's how we launched it originally, is it said, you know, constitutional education and town hall meeting. And we had over 100 people show up our first night.
Wow. Now, is Matt Shea involved?
Pastor Matt Shea is in Northeast Washington. I bet he's 3 or 4 hours away.
I see.
He is active in John Birch, I believe, still. And I imagine he's really active in his church as well. Haven't talked to him about people's rights stuff, though.
We need to get Matt doubling down on people's rights. Come on.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what we really need to do.
Yeah.
Because I believe, personally, of all the... Listen, I've been around... All right, this is my 25th year as a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, okay? So I've been at it for a long time, man. And I'm telling you right now, there's very few organizations I would join. And the only one that I've actually joined in all the time that I've been doing this is CSPOA. And I don't know if you know, but in addition to being a talk show host, I'm the operations manager for the CSPOA.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. We all enjoy watching you and Richard Mack on CSPOA TV.
Oh, you guys
TV.
Watch Friday on TV?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, anyway, the reason I'm telling everybody that is because I want you to understand that I don't join many organizations. But the two that I have joined are the CSPOA and People's Rights. I have joined nothing else in 25-plus years. But I believe the CSPOA is really the true blue making a difference. We're seeing constitutional counties in Nevada and other places now. Hopefully you guys can work on some constitutional counties in your area as well.
Yeah, we are actually. We're, like I said, modeling legislation is where it's at. So we've drafted up some constitutional declarations for Clickitat County, Washington. And we've actually printed up and made a whole bunch of yard signs. So we have yard signs going out, and we have petitions created. We're going to get the support of the county, plus the businesses. You know, you got to set up a Patriot Liberty Business Alliance to put pressure on your county commissioners. I'm sorry, but you have to pressure them, because they don't always listen to the people, but they will listen to businesses, and they will look at thousands of signatures on a petition form.
Yes. Have you guys used the CSPR resolution we put together?
What's that?
Are you familiar with the CSPOA resolution?
Yes, I actually have copies of it here. I brought that, plus I brought the Vetting Your County Sheriff document as a resource for people.
Okay, so you have a booth over here?
Yeah, I'm actually next to you is General Flynn's booth on your right, and then next to General Flynn is our booth,
which is People's Rights.
Correct.
And you're just running this here with a bunch of people locally from Utah?
Yeah, so different people will come in and out today so I can get a break, and then I got another local. Actually, he's local to, I think, St. George or Kanab People's Rights, so okay. he'll be here all day with me.
All right, and do you do radio and TV and stuff?
I don't, actually.
All right, we got to fix that.
Well, I was a production assistant about 20 years ago.
Okay. What do you do for a living, Matt?
Currently, I'm self-employed.
Kind of work?
Chores. I'm a professional duck wrangler, chicken farmer, backyard mechanic.
All right,
and I'm going to probably help Ryan and them down south here in a couple days. So,
Matt Derrick, ladies and gentlemen. And what is your position with People's Rights right now?
I don't have a position right now. I'm just the rodeo clown. I'm the bullfighter. So,
man, you know what? And now Ammon's governor. Ammon's not really involved either. So it's really turned over to the chapters, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the point. So when I signed on with People's Rights, it hadn't been organized at the state or county level yet. And I went and helped Ammon and Cliven when they were in Idaho when his big announcement happened. I've been to Utah for People's Rights things. I've pretty much gone all over. If somebody needs me, I'll pack up and I'll go. If they're serious about getting organized, I will definitely help them wherever they're at. Doesn't matter what state they're in.
So if the thugs are coming to take me out, I just yell Matt Derrick real loud.
Well, maybe send a message to one of our mutual friends. But yeah, I'll be there.
I'm just teasing you. We sure appreciate you and all you do, man. I hope you have a fantastic time at the conference, sir.
Yeah, good to meet you.
There he goes, Matt Derrick, doing a wonderful job, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's people like that. This guy doesn't get any credit for anything he's doing. How do you get credit when you don't have any position, any titles? You're just kind of running around doing everything. But it's those kind of people, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that are the movers and the shakers of solutions. Okay? They're the people that absolutely double down and get it done in meaningful ways, different from anybody else you might consider or think. And they don't want the credit. They're not interested in that. They're interested in the liberty. They're interested in the efforts and the cause. They put their money, their time, their efforts where their mouth is. I mean, we just need more guys like that, don't we? And I don't really get how to spell his last name there. It looks like Dirk to me when I see it on the paper there. But I really like this concept, ladies and gentlemen. You get together a People's Right meetings that consist of an open mic, constitutional education, combined with the CSPOA, and now you're getting somewhere. Because you put together the formula to really put pressure on people. Not in a hostile way, but in a law-abiding, peacefully assembling, constitutional way. Okay? And you can make a big difference that way, folks. There's just no end to what can be accomplished and achieved when people get together in those kind of formats. And I really like the example that he kind of set forward with this, of 100 people plus showing up at their first meeting, and it's only getting better from there. Their county sheriff, one of the most constitutional sheriffs in the country, Bob Songer, appears weekly at their events as well. And how would you like that? We're having an event with a sheriff in company. And that really starts to set the stage for solutions, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a lot of groups that want to meet out there. And what they want to do kind of is go rogue. They want to basically create their own institutions outside of the proper role of government. And they then want to act like they have authority or say. And many of them do not if they don't have appropriate contact with legitimate government organizations. But when you have meetings, People's Rights, defending your rights as people, and having the sheriff attend, then you're saying, hey, sheriff, we back you and support what you're doing. When you keep the oath of office that you made. And now, you know what? You can use us. Complicated insurrections all the way back to search and rescue. And we, the people, can serve in the sheriff's posse. And that's kind of what people are looking at and what people are working towards and trying to get involved in and do county by county. ladies and gentlemen, is how we restore the republic of the traditions of our founders. That's how we do it. And we don't need to do it with rogue ideas. We don't need to do it with just opinions or agenda or et cetera. So there you have that. All right, Cameron, I know I talked all the way through our break, didn't I? Oh, boy. All right, I don't think I got the music or whatever. It might have ran, but I didn't hear it. So I apologize for that. Maybe it's just too much awesomeness going on your radio with Matt, Greg Ryder, Mark Sherwood, or I guess his assistant Jacob Robertson, and all these different people we're talking to. Just gets so exciting on the floor at the We Can Act conference. WeCanAct.net is the website where you can learn more, where you can get involved, where you can truly learn about solutions. I mean, I'm sitting here learning right now. I'm talking to Matt, and he's going, hey, man, here's how we've been able to take our county back. Working with our county sheriff, using the People's Rights Organization to have an open mic, to study the Constitution, and then to work with the CSPOA. And then we want to model legislation. Isn't that what he said? We want to create legislation that's modeled on principles of liberty, modeled on defending people's rights, modeled on the proper role of constitutional limited government. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that, right? That's what we need to see all over the United States of America. And you know what? It's happening. Not fast enough, but it is indeed happening. So right now we're at the Liberty or We Can Act conference. I'm with the Loving Liberty Radio Network. But Richard Mack, believe it or not, from the CSPOA, president of the CSPOA, is in Texas right now with Tanya, part of our internal staff, and they're doing constitutionally minded trainings, helping sheriffs across the state of Texas. Dozens of sheriffs in attendance to these trainings they're doing all across the state. They even got somebody to help them travel quicker through a plane. Got a private plane helping everybody get where they need to be to carry off these incredible conferences. So that's all happening. We were talking to some of our guests last week who said they've got a conference to attend. So they weren't even able to be at We Can Act because they have... So things are happening all over the country. Red Pill coming up here soon as well. I'm not going to make a Red Pill this time. It's down in Louisiana. It's just so hard to travel, so hard to be everywhere, right? So hard to attend wherever they want you to, whenever they want you to. That's the difficulty, right? But I'm telling you, people are making a difference. And they're doing so at the Liberty Conference. We've got speakers going to start, as far as I understand, at noon today, noon tomorrow, all the way till like 8 p.m. And the booths are open in the convention hall, vendor hall, whatever you want to call it. As far as I understand, there's well over 75 vendors at this conference. It's huge. And you've got myself with the LovingLiberty.net booth, right to the right of me, General Flynn. Just imagine General Michael Flynn just having a booth right next to you. He was just on the radio with us yesterday. To the right of that is the People's Rights Organization. Across the way, you've got Dr. Mark Sherwood and his Sherwood.tv podcast. And man, there's just so many good people here doing so many good things. It is hard to get your arms around. And that's why I told, I think it was Matt, or Jacob, one of them, to take notes at the conference. Because really, that's where you're going to be able to remember the things that you learn, the things that you experience. If you don't take notes, I'm telling you, you'll remember it was an incredible conference, all right. But you probably won't remember how what you learned. That's why I wrote down this Liberty Rights meetings, or meetups is what I should call them, weekly meetings, where you have an open mic constitutional training in the CSPOA. You know what? Bring your sheriff. Bring the sheriff's deputies. Get to know them. Have them get to know you. Because when push comes to shove, those relationships will, let me say it again, those relationships will matter. Right? That's what we need to do in America as we take the country back. Because if they want to say, Sam, you're a radical, you're a terrorist, you're an extremist, at a parents' meeting, then all you got to do is say, no, I don't think so. Me and the sheriff are on a first-name basis. And you know what? The sheriff knows that I'm not crazy. The sheriff knows that I'm not out of line. The sheriff knows that I'm here to serve and support the proper role of constitutional government, where rights are sacrosanct, where rights are upheld and protected and respected. We the people are the employers here. And employees need to keep their oaths of office, need to obey the law too. And see, we can articulate this very well. And when we do, we can make a difference. We can absolutely make a difference, right? And that's what we're going for here, folks. The We Can Act conference is one of the core ways to do this. Now, I don't know how much of the speakers they're going to have archived for later. I'm going to talk to somebody and find that out and come back and give a report on that. You know what? If you missed the conference, if you just couldn't go in person, or you weren't able to even buy the streaming option, well, if you buy the streaming option and you couldn't make it live, can you watch them over and over? Or are there ways that you'll be able to get a copy of the presentations? That you'll be able to do, hopefully, and I'll work on that and get back to everyone on that. But the vendor hall for me is interesting, too. I don't know that you can recreate the memories, the experiences, the shaking hands and rubbing shoulders, the relationships that are formed at places like this. There's no way to duplicate that remotely, virtually, etc. And so I think that's one thing that attending a conference like this could do for you in person. It's the relationships you develop. It's the kinship that you feel with others that are, they're fighting your fights. They're battling your battles. They've got the same worries and the same concerns and troubles and successes and that we all do. Now, one last point that Matt made that I really want to highlight is he talked about these Patriot Business Alliance groups. And that, I really believe, is key. One of the things Loving Liberty has been starting to work on for quite some time is a huge, I would call it a Patriot Business Clearinghouse, if you will, where you'll be able to do business with one another. So it's one thing to push your local chamber of commerce or local county board or school district or whatever, if there's businesses involved. Matt's right about that. But it's another level to say, not only are we going to work for the same causes of liberty together as business people, but we are going to use our businesses to fund one another. We're going to do business with each other. See? So me, for example, I'm going to want to do business with LaunchCart. Why? Because they're patriots, man. That's why, first of all. Nathan Osmond, patriot, right? His buddy Greg, patriot. And so I want to do business with patriot groups. And so LaunchCart was created to be the easiest and most feature-packed e-commerce platform on the internet. Now, I want to do business with the patriots that have that in mind. And I want them to help me grow my business as they help market for me. And then I want to give back to them and do business with them and provide them value. Right? So that's what we need to do in America, ladies and gentlemen. We got our arms full of things to do. They've got over 30,000 plus Happy Store owners right now. How many of them are patriots? They've got already 300 plus ready-to-sell products included right now. Right? Yeah, built for e-commerce entrepreneurs that want to sell, quote, physical products. Yeah, LaunchCart was built to sell physical products to anybody, anywhere, all over the world. Okay, they do drop shipping for you. They sell products and route the orders to fulfillment companies so that you don't have to worry about all those details. Digital files, ebooks. All right, anyway, that's enough. But I'm telling you, we got to do business with one another. Patriot Business Alliances. Yeah, we got to make them. We got to forge them. And then we got to put them all together nationwide, globally, so that we can work together as American patriots. I am Sam Bushman, live at WeCanAct.net Liberty Conference. WeCanAct.net's where you go. Capital letters, keyword Liberty for discounts when you buy your tickets live, in person, or streaming. And I'm at the Loving Liberty booth now, telling the tale of liberty 24/7. Will you join us? LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. God save the Republic of the United States of America.